as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
I never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, it's good.
Good day to you. It's 7 after the hour, Wednesday, March 20th. The year is 2013, but hopefully most of you are clued in enough to understand that. Let's see what we got to spend time, what we ought to be thinking about this morning in terms of conversational consideration. This week marks the 10th anniversary of the beginning of the war in Iraq. So that has turned always these celebrations or acknowledgments of things that have happened heretofore seem to make for great conversation. And so this, and a lot of the things that come up actually do kind of have a tone to them. That somebody said to me yesterday, it seems like most of what's going on is anger-filled or anger-oriented. There's an anger twist to it. And I guess with the war in Iraq, we can all get pretty upset because of the money that we spent there, the lives that have been lost, the lying that went on during the Bush administration to get our support to go in there. And now insurgents have carried out a wave of bombings. This week, 20 attacks around Baghdad, 65 people dead, 240 wounded. So what's going on over there? To set the whole situation up, in case you haven't heard, this is a report about the bloodiest day in Iraq so far this year.
1.5 million American troops have served inside Iraq. Nearly 4,500 were killed there. More than 32,000 American troops were wounded in Iraq. More than 100,000 Iraqis died in the fighting. And more than a year after American troops left, Iraq is still a bloody battlefield. A series of apparently coordinated bombings. The death toll, 65, could still rise. David Tafuri, live in Baghdad after leaving his hotel due to the danger of these bombing attacks. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brett. The 10-year anniversary of the invasion of Iraq was marked by some tension reminiscent of the worst days of the war. Bombs went off across Baghdad today, resulting in multiple deaths and injuries. As we drove around Baghdad today, we saw this result in the closing of government offices and businesses early, traffic jams, and some gridlock across the city. At the same time, today was also marked by some new political uncertainty, Brett. Prime Minister Maliki announced that provincial elections in Anbar and Nineveh provinces will be put off for 6 months. Iraqi government sources are telling us now that this delay will likely be extended for all provinces across Iraq. So in sum, while security has mostly improved in Iraq over the last few years, the anniversary was a reminder of the darker days.
Yeah, Dave, I mean, what were you hearing and seeing? What were you hearing from the Iraqis? Were they shocked by this the series of bombings?
I think the bombings came as somewhat of a shock, although everyone was aware of the anniversary, and there have been bombings on previous anniversaries. But at the same time, the anniversary is really a day that marks some upset and anger on the part of Iraqis towards Westerners, and Westerners are not so much of a target in Iraq anymore. So the depth and the amount of bombings was a bit of a surprise, and certainly the announcement by Prime Minister Maliki was a big surprise.
Yeah, what about the security situation? What is it like?
Generally, Iraq is much safer now than it was only a few years ago, and certainly than it was in 06 and 07 when violence was at its most significant. But today was a tense day. There was a lot of security on the streets, a lot of military, a lot of police, a lot of checkpoints, and there was some fear on the streets, certainly, with the government offices being evacuated and people going home early.
888-302-3684. To tap into the conversation here. A lot of, as I say, there's when you look at the things that are going on here, the situation in Steubenville and the people in New York are upset about Mayor Bloomberg and just a mess of things and that put our heads in a place where we don't want them to be for the most part. 888-302-3684 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com as we go through some of the items that are conversationally going to be a focus today. The 10th anniversary of the start of the war in Iraq is our focus here. Here's Taco's Tom Tangney talking to military analyst Jeff McCausland about this anniversary.
In retrospect, was this a mistake or not to go into Iraq?
Well, I think in the short term we'd have to say it was a mistake because we expended an enormous amount of resources. I mean, we lost 4,482 young Americans, had 30,000 wounded, spent $1 trillion. But I think what the bigger problem might have been, we took our eye off the ball, and we're paying for that right now in Afghanistan. We assumed a victory in Afghanistan, shifted forces very quickly to move into Iraq. And as a consequence, we had to put sort of Afghanistan on hold, and now we're paying that price here some 10 years later. I think the longer term, though, will be up to the historians to make the ultimate determination of whether or not this was a mistake or what size the mistake was, and is there any positive aspect longer term across the Middle East by our incursion into Iraq.
And where do you put Iraq right now? I mean, my understanding is that country is basically like three separate states. You have the Shiites, you have the Sunnis, and you have the Kurds. None of them are sort of getting along. They're all at each other's throats. Once we sort of abandon all hope there in terms of our involvement, what is going to happen?
Well, that's a really very good question, and you're exactly right. I mean, when we entered Iraq and toppled Saddam, we didn't, I think, appreciate that we were going to open up a Pandora's box of ethnic and religious violence between these various groups that reached its crescendo in 2006 for us with the blowing up of the Golden Mosque and really, literally civil war going on in Iraq. With our departure now, sadly, Iraq remains a very, very violent place, and the question ultimately is still the one that we asked over and over, and that is, you know, do Iraqis love their children more than they think about their past in trying to patch together a workable democracy that can, in fact, provide those things that will satisfy the various groups, respect the various groups, and bring down the levels of violence.
The Iraq War, 10 years after, with thoughts and conversation, this is the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right, I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power have been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car has OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
888-302-3684, the Good Day program, the war in Iraq. This is the 10th anniversary. It cost us a you heard the fellow talking about how much it cost, right? $1 trillion or more. 4,482 men and women died, but that was at the hands of the war itself. That doesn't talk, that never addresses how many have died since then who were wounded. That total never appears. It's more like twice the number died there, and hundreds of thousands of civilians. Was it a mistake? Yes or no? I believe those of you who think George Bush was a great president, this is why he has zero positive legacy. I can still hear him on television that night and all the controversy about what turned out to be true. There are ways of taking Saddam Hussein out at any point in time. He could have been blasted. There were all kinds of stuff. There's an ex-CIA officer who talked about being on duty that night when Saddam Hussein was in a place where they could have had an airstrike and gotten rid of him, but Bush decided not to do that. And then you look at the campaign contributions that went to the Republicans and the Democrats as well, and you can become very cynical about looking at Lockheed Martin's donation and McDonnell Douglas's and Raytheon's and all the other contractors of war who gave millions of dollars in campaign contributions during that era and still do to keep up this theater of war. That's really what it is. It's all votes for these wars, and they cost Americans lives. They use as cannon fodder. And what do you have to show for it at the end of the day? Nothing. Squat. Here are our hosts, Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Rob Hunter, talking about the new survey that seems to show more Americans feel a war in Iraq was, it's an interesting survey. This one says that the Americans feel it was necessary. Others polls say the people don't feel it was necessary. So let's listen to this conversation.
There is a new Gallup poll out there, and anybody can do polls. Gallup is a respected polling organization, sure. Aren't they? I mean, I think if they're not the most respected, they're one of them. So this is not some, axe to grind group out there. They just do public policy polling for many reasons. Here's what they did. They went out and they asked the question, looking back, do you think the United States made a mistake sending troops to fight in Iraq?
Ooh.
Okay? Think about how you'd answer that. Well, 53% of Americans, okay, this poll was taken March 7th through the 10th.
Okay.
53% of Americans, just over a week ago, basically, said, yes, it was a mistake. 42% said it wasn't.
Hmm.
Okay? Now, you might say, okay, I can understand how more people would think the war in Iraq was a mistake. But here is what I took away from this. In 2008, 5 years ago, they asked the exact same question. 63% of Americans said it was a mistake. Let me get this straight. Fewer people today think the war in Iraq was a mistake than 5 years ago. Rob is laughing at that already. Yeah. So the war in Iraq has gotten better? Like, our impression of it's gotten better? Is this literally time heals all wounds?
It's got to be. Because, you don't hear it. When was the last time you heard an Iraq headline?
So 4 out of 10 Americans think we succeeded in accomplishing our objectives. Really? With the news that the strike that had been set up to knock Saddam Hussein and his family out with 4 airplanes going over Iraq, that's... And you still think this was worthwhile? Wow. That's pretty interesting, huh? 21 after the hour.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Cigarettes and alcohol to lead us into a conversation about Mayor Bloomberg's move to have stores hide cigarettes instead of displaying them so children won't see them. Here are hosts Bob Rose and Jay Anderson talking about the situation in New York City.
You have to hide tobacco products. If the kids see it, they want it. Yeah. Yeah, if they see the cigarettes, they want it. Really? It's, I guess maybe it's the same thing why they hide the, you know, the naughty magazine covers. Jay, you got a comment on that?
Well, I mean, I don't know what his plan is, but that's a lot of places are doing it.
He doesn't want to be able to publicly display tobacco products. He doesn't want that. Keep cigarettes under the counter and behind curtains. So your wife actually is an expert in this area, anti-smoking advocate. And so they've done studies that shows that if it's out of sight, it's out of mind.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know what exactly Bloomberg's whole plan is, but, you know, there are things that the tobacco company does to sort of get around the law. Now, generally speaking, if you go to buy a pack of cigarettes, and possibly because of the laws about that, possibly because of the taxes on them, and possibly because of how much they cost these days, yeah, most places you're going to have to say, yeah, I want a pack of Marlboros, I want a pack of this, and they will, you know, they grab for you behind the register.
So it's a theft issue, possibly.
That, or they, you know, the stores want to lose the money on a $6 pack of smokes, and the government sure as heck doesn't want to lose their, you know, $2 of that or more or whatever in taxes. But when it comes to a lot of other tobacco-related products, there's an awful lot of stuff that is right there on the shelves.
Like,
I mean, like right there on the counter, whether it's and the issue I think a lot of people have that are against the tobacco industry is when they aim it towards kids. No self-respecting adult is going to get wild cherry-flavored chewing tobacco. I mean, if you're a person who chews tobacco, you're probably, I'm 40, so you're my age. You probably picked your brand a long, long time ago and are not necessarily going to go after the bright pink sparkly container of something that looks like it's bubble gum, but it's actually tobacco. And a lot of these things don't even say tobacco on them that have tobacco in them. So, yeah, there is a number of issues, and, you know, it the more readily available, you know, remember when Camel got in trouble?
Joe Camel.
Because of the cartoon, you can't use cartoon characters to promote your product or animated drawings of cute little animals. Now what they're doing now is they're making, you know, bubblegum flavor this and wild cherry that and blueberry that, you know, stuff that adults aren't using that product. I'm sorry. They're not. So, yeah, in that case, again, I don't know how far Bloomberg's going with it. If that's what he's talking about, if he is, then it's a good idea.
Well, I mean, he agrees with you. He says such display suggests smoking is a normal activity and invite young people to experiment with tobacco.
Don't you wonder how somebody looked at tobacco growing or anything, corn silk, and put it in their mouths and lit a fire to it? And thought, oh, this would be interesting. Let's smoke it. 888-302-3684. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
A new campaign by the American College of Gastroenterology asks which cancer can be prevented with screening, breast, prostate, or colon. The answer may surprise you. Dr. Ronald Bender, president of the American College of Gastroenterology, explains.
The answer is colon cancer, the number two cause of cancer death in this country, which affects men and women. For other cancers, the goal is to detect them early while still in a curable stage. But we can do better than that for colon cancer. Here's how. Before a cancer develops, there is a premalignant stage called polyps. If we find and remove polyps, colon cancer never has a chance to form. That's why colonoscopy is such a powerful preventive strategy and why the ACG recommends colonoscopy as the preferred colorectal cancer prevention test. Start screening at age 50. African Americans should begin at age 45. Speak with your doctor. Nobody should die of colon cancer.
To learn more, visit GI.org. That's GI.org.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately. immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y Potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
As we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
So today, let's go to...
It's now 33 after the hour. Your conversation connected to us on Facebook at facebook.com/good day. And on Twitter at Good Day Show. And email in to Doug at DougSteffens.com. We were talking earlier in the hour about this being the 10th anniversary of the beginning of the war in Iraq. And with that, people always feel like there's a need to talk about something like it's different today because it's the 10th anniversary than it was yesterday or will be tomorrow. But anyway, it does give us an opportunity to go back and forth, talk about our values, talk about the reality, talk about what people are thinking and saying. So here's some Iraction. That's a new word. Somebody write that down. An Iraction. On Facebook, anyway. The poll question was about whether Americans support the war in Iraq or didn't support. And I meant to, but I didn't have enough time to make this comment when we had the conversation from the radio program talking about the Gallup poll. Gallup poll leans extraordinarily heavily to the right. So it may be that with polling from somebody that's a little bit more center, the Pew, for example, folks have no political agenda at all. Gallup just gets hired by lots of Republicans, so that's why it skews to the right, as Ogbe gets hired by a lot of Democrats, so that's why his polls skew to the left. So Pew, pretty much down the center. I would like to know more about it from their point of view, because I don't believe that only 54 or 60%, somebody said. I'm looking at the Facebook poll here, it's interesting, though. Here's Patrick Lee Sanchez, who says, I supported the war. I went from thinking about joining the military to joining the military at that time. Troy says, I support all the soldiers, but will never support the government for why they are being there. Bring them all home wherever they are now. Thomas says, nope, we have more problems here in our own country. I hope our military shrinks to nothing. Judy writes, I find it hard to believe And that is the results of the poll. Maybe if the media would report on how many veterans were committing suicide every day, they'd have a different opinion. And that all does need to be said. I think there's more value to what you are saying on Facebook here than what we are getting from the standard press, but then that's nothing new. Speaking of that, the discussion of the budget and where we are with that, where John Boehner is with it, as the discussion continues with the president and the Senate and what side is the intelligence side. So let's get a little bit of background as to where it appears we are in terms of House Speaker Boehner, anyway, as he talks to Martha Raddatz about the president's comments that we are not on the verge of a debt crisis.
I call it the so-called charm offensive because you don't seem particularly charmed. You wrote that outreach is always positive, but then you wrote you had heard it all before, saying it's going to take more than dinner dates and phone calls from the president. So were those dinners and meetings a good thing, or did it make no difference at all?
Well, it's always a good thing to engage in more conversation, engage more members in the conversation that have not been involved up to this point. But when you get down to the bottom line, the president believes that we have to have more taxes from the American people. We're not going to get very far. If the president doesn't believe that the goal ought to be to balance the budget over the next 10 years, I'm not sure we're going to get very far. And this is the whole issue. We have a spending problem here in Washington, and it's time to solve the problem.
Where's your trust level with the president? I mean, you're talking about these meetings as if they really didn't mean much.
Oh, the president and I, as I've made very clear, have a very good relationship. We're open with each other. We're honest with each other. But we're trying to bridge some big differences.
So do you trust President Obama?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. There's no issue there.
Listen to what President Obama told George Stephanopoulos about the debt this week.
We've already cut $2.7 trillion out of the deficit. If the sequester stays in, you've got over $3.5 trillion of deficit reduction already. And so we don't have an immediate crisis in terms of debt. In fact, for the next 10 years, it's going to be in a sustainable place.
Is he right that we don't have an immediate crisis?
We do not have an immediate debt crisis. But we all know that we have one looming. And we have one looming because we have entitlement programs that are not sustainable in their current form. They're going to go bankrupt.
How long do we have to solve our problems?
Nobody knows where this is. It could be a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. It's not an immediate problem. But we can
all... I agree with the president on that.
Yes. But his point, as he went on to say in that interview, is that we don't really need to do anything at this point. And I would argue that we do need to do something.
Well,
the American people know you can't continue to spend money that you don't have. And that's what the president wants to do. The president also said in that interview that his goal wasn't merely to balance the budget. What he talks about a balanced plan. What's balanced about a budget that never gets to balance?
That's a pretty good question, isn't it, huh? 888-302-3684. Just for jollies, as we keep hearing a lot of talk about returning to the Clinton tax rates and Clinton spending rates for the federal government, it piqued my interest, and I looked at the numbers using data from the government websites, various websites, from the year 2000 to the year 2012. All right, you ready? Listen to this. Amount of money spent in defense in the year 2000, $2.95 billion. Discretionary spending, $319 billion. Social Security, $406 billion. Entitlements, $232 billion. Other spending, $358 billion. Total budget, $1,789,000,000,000. By the way, the interest charges on the debt at that point in 2000 were $222 billion. All right, so you put all of that together and you come up with $1.7 billion. There was a lot of other spending, $358 billion, not discretionary. Okay, so here's the excuse me, let's go to last year. All right, listen to these numbers and the percentages in terms of growth. For national defense, $628 billion. That's a 113% growth in 12 years. Non-defense spending, which is discretionary, that's not the entitlements, $622 billion. That's a 94% growth since the year 2000. Social Security, $750 billion. That's an 84% growth. Let's see here. Means-tested entitlements, $552 billion. Mandatory spending for other programs like Medicare, $840 billion. That's 134% growth. Interest on the debt, $348 billion. Total budget, $3,631 billion, $60 million. That's the amount. Now, if you were to look at the inflation rate, this is what's most interesting about this. Inflation rate from the year 2000 to the year 2012 is about 1.34 points a year. All right? So if you look at that, we should have about a 34% increase, something like that. 34%. Again, take inflation and what the cost of all of those things. So instead, we have 113% growth rate for defense instead of a 34-35% increase, which is what it ought to have been. And then you look at some of the other numbers here, and they're also wildly inflated. It's so crazy. But if we had used the numbers, if we took inflation and ran the government on inflation increases from the year 2000 to the year 2012, the budget would be $2,397 billion. And as I said to you last year, it was $3,631 billion. So that's $1,300 billion more just because people want to spend more money. How does that, and how much more are you making? From the year 2000 to the year 2012, here's how to put it into perspective. How much more money are you making? Are you making that kind? Are you making 34% more now than you were then? That's even arguable. But when you look at the government spending 113% more for defense, when the number should be, if you want to give it, I don't think there should have been any increases in it, but let's just say you figure in for inflation. And then people will say, well, we have many more threats today. Huh? How are we handling? We're in Afghanistan, spending, $2 billion a week or something? For what? This is what I'm talking about. Leadership is not even existent in our country when you understand it from those numbers. Take a few calls on this in a matter of moments, talking about the budget here on Good Day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 for customer while supplies last.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. There are more than 27 million small businesses in the U.S. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, word of mouth remains the most popular marketing tactic for the 79% of small business owners who actively market their business. Small professional practices, like doctors, lawyers, and accountants, rely on word of mouth recommendations even more heavily than most businesses. Joe DiNicola works exclusively with these professional practices as Practice Solutions Executive for Bank of America.
When it comes to professional practices, the importance of word of mouth cannot be understated. We found in our research that 97% of the new client marketing is done by word of mouth. Most of us look to our friends and family for recommendations on a physician, dentist, veterinarian, CPA, or lawyer. We're looking into these professional services. People rely on the opinions of those they trust, and our research confirms it.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/practice solutions.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow! Wait, what is the Cashback Concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cash back from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah! I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Hi, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with ideas on what's going on, more information, the best stories of the day are here on Good Day Conversationally. 888-302-DOUG, and the Facebook page is buzzing. Comments on Mayor Bloomberg, which we'll get to in a few minutes. Let me see if I can put a few of these callers up here who are looking at the budget from all kinds of points of view. And that's what makes this great. Is it good to hear a different focus? Here's Eric in California with a focus on Paul Ryan's take on the budget.
I just like to say that the budget that Ryan put forward, it's a non-starter. Obamacare is not going to be rescinded. So in that aspect, it's, you know, not really serious. But I did like what I saw from the Senator Mitch McConnell, his attitude and all about working with the president, considering he spent 4 years doing everything he could to stop the president's election. I think his demeanor and just the way he spoke points to positive possibilities.
All right, 888-302-3684. Next up is Ron, who's in Ohio, with another comment also on Paul Ryan.
I would just like to make a statement. Paul Ryan, I think, is doing more harm to our Republican Party than good. I don't think he listened to the 2012 election results. And if they're really serious about doing some things, they've got to start to work together. Our Republican Party is going to fall totally apart.
All right. Are you a Republican? You agree with that gentleman's point of view? Here's Robert in Maryland. He is switching parties.
I'm a former Democrat, black African-American, who switched the Republican Party because I just got sick and tired of all the abuses that the Democrat Party is forcing on our society, whether it's turning us away from God, whether it's forcing us to purchase health care against our will. And, you know, I'm hearing a lot of callers call in on this day and other days saying that the president won the election. Well, so did Paul Ryan. So did the Republicans. The majority of Republicans won the House of Representatives. And that means that, and it's the House of Representatives that is the only body that is representative of the people as a whole. And they have a voice and they define what the budget is. So I am tentatively supportive of Ryan. I recognize that he's also for big government and doesn't understand that the Constitution limits the government. Specifically, James Madison was clear in Federalist 41 that general welfare applies to the enumerated powers in Article 1, Section 8. And by including plans for health care, they're going in the wrong way. I appreciate that Paul Ryan at least wants to get rid of Obamacare. It must be repealed so that we can stand for our rights. We have a president who assassinates American citizens and wants to force us against our will to buy health care. Black people, that's slavery, and we got to stop this now.
Bill.
As a Republican myself, of course, I voted for Romney and so on, but, you know, the president just got elected, and I think the Republicans really should try to bend a little bit and work with them a little more. I think they're being a little stubborn with their opinions of the issues, and, you know, I just wish that, you know, as they did, as the Republicans did with Reagan, I mean, as the Democrats did with Reagan, I think they should maybe try to work with them a little more than they have been. I think they've been a little stubborn.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program with a review of the informative corners of your life, which you may want to know more about. The Steubenville conversation continues, the rape case, discussion of the victim and the cover-up from the folks. There's bound to be, as the grand jury is put in this next month, there are bound to be other people that are going to be hurt by all of this. And that's really, when you look at the social media, that seems to have been the focus of this. Not the mass media, but the mass media seems to only have focused on how badly this whole thing hurt the football players. Here's Taco's John Williams with one of his callers about the media coverage that was on the side of the rapist that we had talked about earlier in the week.
These poor boys, their lives are ruined because now they're instantly being hauled away. They were in tears. I'm sorry. I'm not having any of it. Maybe if I was there, I'd feel differently. But if I were, then I should brace myself from that emotion. I don't have any sympathy for these guys. And everybody's worried about these poor boys. I'm not one to always make somebody an example, but maybe some other 16-year-old knuckleheads will listen to this. Somewhere between a dozen and two dozen other teenagers are actually being investigated for their level of participation. And that makes sense to me. Do you have some sympathy for these boys? Or do you think that the world is upside down when CNN does a six-minute breaking story about the verdict and the sentencing? The judge does it all in juvenile. And not a word is said about the victim. It's all sympathy for the boys. Jeremy's in White Bear.
You know, I'm driving home from work, and I'm a public educator. I've been a teacher for 10 years and work with middle school students. And I'll tell you what, I just sick to my stomach to hear that coverage portrayed by CNN. And I watch CNN quite a bit. But absolutely taking the focus away from this victim here and not sympathizing with her and completely focusing on these two boys and boo-hoo, you know, look at how their lives are going to be ruined. What about this young lady that they victimized and raped, and hearing that one was holding her legs and one was holding her arms, and they make this viral and put it up on YouTube? You know, as a teacher, I just feel like our youth today feel that consequences are not applicable to them. Yeah. I see that day in and day out through the educational system. I see that with the parenting that goes on, and it just absolutely drives me crazy and makes me sick to think that, you know, these boys, there are so many people that could sympathize with them.
Hey, you know, and they're getting out in a couple of years. I mean, so they're 16. He'll be out when he's 18. He could still go to JUCO. If he's a great football player, his career's not over. He's going to be a registered sex offender for the rest of his life. That sounds fair to me.
That's one of the best overviews of this issue that I've heard. Talk host John Williams, thank you for that, sir. Here are Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor on their program talking about other children who attended the same party, children, young people, who knew what was happening, and they didn't do anything to stop it either.
The newest developments in this story, the district attorney is going after possibly other partygoers who were there who maybe did not stop it.
Yeah, absolutely. The attorney general says he's going to have a grand jury, and I think some of this is about politics, Todd, to the extent that this is a small town consumed with a high school football team. I think if there's 16, of these kids who wouldn't talk to investigators, a lot of them are underage, but they absolutely ought to take a look at what every one of those kids could have done, should have done, and if they didn't intervene, if they had a chance to make a difference and stop this thing from happening and they didn't do it, then absolutely they ought to be hammered.
We're talking about children
who should know better than to see a young 16-year-old girl raped by a couple of their friends, and they didn't do anything about it.
We're talking about children witnessing a horrific event.
That's bogus.
We're talking about children who have been programmed to turn the other cheek when a bully has beaten somebody else up. We're talking about children who have been trained in public schools to not get involved because they will get in trouble if there's a fire
crowd,
incident.
Not this crowd. They knew what
was
going on.
And the fact that you're throwing
on
football into it, this has nothing to do with football.
Sure it does.
These,
the town,
these were
the
punks
community
at
was,
a party
they were
who
looking,
drank too much and took advantage of a 16-year-old girl. That is a crime.
And the town,
and they should be prosecuted.
And the town and the coach, they were willing to look the other way. They wanted to look the other way. They didn't want to think that a couple of young superstars on their high school football team could do something like this.
It happens all the time.
And the 16, who may have witnessed it and didn't do anything about it should be hammered and brought to justice if there was something they could have done and didn't do.
If these others at the party could have done something about it and refused to do something about it, you're absolutely right.
They know better.
All right. So I think that's a stimulating conversation, because a lot of you, I bet, have had the same conversation depending on whether they like football or not, because football, like it or not, is a big part of the conversation here as this discussion and debate continues. Unfortunately, we don't have any more time for it because this hour is over. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.